And now, our portraits.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. I'm back from a bout of laryngitis, and I'd like to thank all of you all for your good wishes and kind thoughts. I really appreciate it. Today's subject is Ivy Anderson. She was born in Gilroy, California, July 10th, 1904. Gilroy's in the Central Valley here of California. It's famous for garlic. And she is the first vocalist with the Ellington Band, the first full-time vocalist. They had guest vocalists, and they had people in the band sing, like Sonny Greer or Cootie Williams, but she was the first full-time hired-on vocalist. Ivy joined the band in February of 1931, and on Friday the 13th of February 1931, at the Oriental Theater in Chicago, they broke attendance records. Those attendance records were shattered again on Friday the 13th of March the same year. Because of that, Duke Ellington always thought of Friday the 13th as his lucky day. But it was almost a year later before she actually went into the studios with the band. And this first song features Joe Natten on his plunger trombone. Harry Carney does a little bit of an obbligato and baritone sax behind the vocal. And then Johnny Hodges plays an alto saxophone solo. But anyway, on this first record, it was a hit. It became an anthem of the era, and it became a standard. And it's called It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
What I do, da da do.
Everything you got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Quite an auspicious start for Ivy Anderson with the band. In 1937, she appeared in the Marx Brothers movie A Day at the Races. You can hear the Ellington Band in the soundtrack, but they don't appear on screen. There's a clip of Ivy's singing All God's Chillin' Got Rhythm on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. This recording was made a couple months after the studio filming, and the soloist on here, along with Ivy Anderson on vocal, is Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. There's a video of this next number also. It's called I've Got to Be a Rug Cutter. Now, for those of you that don't know, to cut a rug means to dance, so a rug cutter is a dancer. Here you can hear Rex Stewart on cornet, Barnaby Gard on clarinet, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, and of course Johnny Hodges again on alto saxophone. The vocal trio that backs up Ivy Anderson consists of Hayes Alvis, Rex Stewart, and Harry Carney, all members of the band. Thank you. Ivy didn't just sing the peppy, jivey, jazzy song. She was also good at the ballad singing, torch singing, laments, whatever you want to call them. Here's one from 1939, features Cootie Williams on trumpet, and it's called The Lonely Coed. We'll hear some more of Ivy's plaintive side later on in the podcast. But before we go on, I want to remind you that we're on the internet at ellingtonreflections.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and also on Twitter. And I forgot to mention at the beginning, my name is Steve Bowie. This next one is called I'm Checking Out Goombay, and Ellington later recorded this one with Rosemary Clooney on the album Blue Rose. But on this recording, we hear Joe Nanton again, and Barney Bigard again on clarinet. I think that when I announce my retirement at work, I'll put a little MP3 of this song into an email and send it to everybody.
But I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go. The cake is all dough. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out, Goomba.
So as promised, here's another one of the Ivy Anderson ballads. This one is the famous Ellington standard, Mood Indigo. We played this one on the Ben Webster podcast, and it's from 1940. And the reason we played it on the Ben Webster podcast is because he had a solo at the very end.
Been blue, no, no,
In 1940, the band was recorded live by a couple of young gentlemen. This one's pretty famous because it captures the band. These recordings are famous because it captures what was known as the Blanton-Webster Band, or later became known as the Blanton-Webster Band, because Ben Webster, of course, was on tenor saxophone and the bass innovator Jimmy Blanton was there. It was also the first night that Ray Nance played with the band. Cootie Williams had just left. She's a little bit off the recording mic in this case, but you can still hear her voice carry, and she does a set of three, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, Oh Babe, Maybe Someday, and the 5 o'clock whistle.
Thank you. And now it's my pleasure to present that very dynamic personality, Ivy Anderson.
Thank you.
In 1941, Ellington put together a musical, a very progressive musical, called Jump for Joy. It ran for 9 weeks out here in Los Angeles and had the possibility of a Broadway run, but towards the end of 1941, we know what happened. World War II broke out, so that put an end to that. Here's one of the songs from that musical, Jump for Joy. It's a blues called Rocks in My Bed. The soloist besides Ivy Anderson, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto again, and Ellington has a brief interlude in between Ivy's choruses.
In my bed, rocks in my bed.
rocks in my bed. Underloved, overfed, my man's gone, so instead I got rocks in my bed.
This next song is also from Jump for Joy. It started out by Johnny Hodges, and it was become a feature for him in the later years. There's a video of Ivy Anderson singing this also on our website at ellingtonreflections.com, and it's a classic lament. I got it bad, and that ain't good. And you can hear Ellington doing a little bit of work on the Celeste behind Ivy's vocal. I'd feature a recording of an Ellington composition that really deserves wider recognition. It's a melody that, for whatever reason, hasn't really caught on, but I think it's really great. It's called I Don't Mind. It's from February of 1942. And again, listen to how Ivy delivers this ballad feature. And behind her, or recording with her as soloists, are Harry Carney on baritone saxophone and Lawrence Brown on trombone.
A chance, perhaps I'll find some sweet romance. So stand a bit closer, 'cause I don't mind.
love is blind and so insane. So give me your hand, dear, 'cause I don't mind. I thought perhaps I could cheat love, maybe break a few hearts and then run. Now that I know I can't beat love, I'll take the good with the bad, the sweet with the sad. I don't mind the ice and snow, the tears of brine that make love go. So kiss me again, dear, 'cause I don't mind. La-dee-da, la-dee-doo. Tears of brine that make love go. So kiss me again, dear, 'cause I don't mind.
The last time Ivy Anderson appeared in the studio with the Duke Ellington Orchestra was on July 28, 1942. And the U.S. at that time was just a few months into World War II, and there were a bunch of World War II themed songs being recorded, some humorous, some tragic, some lamentative. And this one is more playful. It's called Hayfoot Strawfoot, and it has to do with basically teaching people how to march by putting a piece of straw in one foot and a piece of hay in the other, so that they could figure out the difference between left and right. Supposedly, some people coming from the more rural areas had problems with the marching. So Hayfoot was your left foot, Strawfoot was your right foot. And there's a solo by Ben Webster on tenor saxophone on this one.
Thank you.
that very same date, besides the recording studio, the Ellington Band also had a gig at the Hotel Sherman in Chicago. This is the last documented live performance of Ivy Anderson with the Duke Ellington Band, and it's the Ellington standard Solitude.
In my solitude, you haunt me with reverie of days gone by. In my solitude, you taunt me with memory that will not die. I sit in my chair, I'm filled with despair. No one can be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad in my solitude. I'm praying the Lord above. Send back my love, dear Lord above. Send back my love.
Yes, indeed, Ivy Anderson, a grand job. Incidentally, the Duke was trying to break her up on that number, but she held on and did a mighty fine job.
Ivy Anderson suffered from chronic asthma, so shortly after this, she decided to settle into Los Angeles, and she opened a restaurant, and the restaurant also featured music. Sometimes she would sing, but not very often. It was called Ivy's Chicken Shack, and it was on Central Avenue here in Los Angeles, where the black jazz scene thrived. Unfortunately, she succumbed from her asthma just about 7 years after this, on December 28th, 1949, at the age of 45. I'd have to say that of all of Ellington's singers, she has to be my favorite. So hopefully you feel the same way or close to it and have enjoyed just a small portion of her output. Again, I'd like to thank you for all of your kind wishes of good health for me. And I'm glad you're enjoying the music of Duke Ellington. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to remind you that you can find us on the web at ellingtonreflections.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, and also on Instagram. And as I always say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know. Thanks for listening.